we're back. People better get ready to rise up, because when you got people like David Clark Jr. stealing names of things that I do, like Rise Up Wisconsin under David Clark Jr., made me sick. I'm wondering if he'll be there. That guy's dangerous, though. You know, I wouldn't put it past him to say that he felt threatened by me coming towards him with a pizza box. Who do you got on the lines for me? We don't know.
Martina from Madison.
Hey,
is giving
I
us
can
a
hear
call.
You. Okay. Awesome. Martina, my friend, how are you?
Good morning, Michael. I am well. How about you?
You know what? It's another day that we got up, right?
You betcha.
It's all
you
we
betcha.
Got today, and I'm working on it. I'll let you talk to me now.
Amen, brother. Listen, when I say I'm well under the circumstances, but the thing is, you remember maybe when they started to distort the language so badly. My first clue was when, you know, good became bad. That was so bad it was good, or vice versa. And it confused people about what words mean. One of my pet peeves was when they started using the word radical to describe what we used to call, us old folks used to call, reactionary. Reactionary is the far right. Radical is the far left. There is a middle ground, but we're talking about extremes. It is a mistake to use the term radical to describe the far right. They don't get to the roots of things. They react in a sort of a gut level to whatever they see happening. Radical means the far left gets to the root of what's going on. We get to the truth of the matter. Okay?
No, you're right. The problem is that, you know, some of their supporters, how do you break into their, you know, minds with a different narrative? And it makes it really hard, because we see that, you know, pushing back and acting like you have a spine works better for Trump people than actually using logic. And you're right. They are reactionary. That's why I call some of these legislators at the Capitol reptilian. Trump is reptilian in nature. It's just a reaction, you know. It's not, there's no thought into it at all, and it's animalistic as hell.
Right, right. And it distorts the language so bad that nobody knows what we're talking about. Grey Panthers, a group that I'm affiliated with. Remember the old Grey Panthers?
And yes, I had King Rick, the Black Panther from Milwaukee, on here, and he was asking me if I knew anything about the Grey Panthers, so I had to check it out. Yes.
Yeah, we started back in 1970 or thereabouts. I learned about it at medical school in 72 when I met Maggie Coon and got my little Grey Panther t-shirt at that time, and now I'm quite involved with the national and the local organization. And the Grey Panthers' motto is Age and Youth in Action, and we made a button called Fight Truth Decay. In other words, the truth has decayed so badly that nobody knows what it is anymore. And you have to say, well, this one says Veritas. And they go, for Pete's sake, they don't even know what it is. it aggravates me. I'm sorry.
No, I understand totally. And thank you for listening and calling in. That's where I'm at. I fight every day to not become reactionary. Now, it breaks through on me, you know, because when you're like a wounded animal being pushed around, it's like, and you know it. And you know that nobody's doing anything about it. Nobody that has the position or power to make it happen. And that's why people power is the only thing that can do this. And, you know, it needs to happen in Russia. I can't do anything about Putin, and I certainly don't want to, you know, escalate to expand war. I mean, there's probably a way to get to Putin, but it isn't by, you know, kissing his ass or threatening him. I guess I'd walk in there and I'd say, dude, have you ever tried marijuana? Because there's something wrong with you. I see the veins sticking through my forehead right now. That means there's my blood pressure's building up, or I'm getting old. I don't know. But I can't wait for Matt Rothschild to come in. He'll be here at, you know, after the 7 o'clock hour. And then, of course, we're waiting for Luke too, so, because, you know, he knows how to fix all this stuff that I don't know how to fix. I'm sorry, man. I didn't graduate from college. I didn't study enough. I've been, how much time do we have before the break? Oh, okay. Well, I do want to talk about this environmental disaster that could happen between Iowa and Wisconsin now that, the, you know, utilities appeal to restore the Mississippi River access. They actually want to go across the river. And there's just something about power lines going across water that's always bothered me. Maybe one, because if I dropped my radio in the tub, I'd be electrocuted. I don't know. But going over water with anything that has to do with fossil fuels or, you know, power is just not, you know, it's just not cool, man. Leave nature alone. We've got to find better ways to sustain energy. You know, everybody's talking about independence, you know, energy independence. It's not going to come from the oil or from fracking. All that does is destroy the environment, you guys, and none of that's guaranteed to drop prices for you or anything. We already know that it's getting cheaper to solar, man. Solar and wind works. None of this crap about, oh, they kill birds and stuff. No, power lines kill birds. The Republicans would tell you that, oh, yeah, they found, you know, they probably went out and shot birds and then put them underneath the windmills to say that these were, you know, because I've driven, look, I think birds can see it too, okay? They're not going to run into a blade that's going about, oh, maybe 2 miles an hour. So anyway, they want to, you know, this wants to, and again, it's money and power can make anything happen. They call it easements and access to this and access to that. And then a lot of you will be like, yeah, that's more energy. No, that's more pollution. That's more devastation to the environment. We can't keep doing this. I think we're already out of time, but there should be a day planned this year where we all go out and plant a tree. Everybody. If everybody planted a tree, that'd be a lot of trees, wouldn't it? But I'm going by the parks. I've already, you know, it's gross when I go through the state parks now. There's just so much deadwood and not a lot of healthy stuff there. And I do remember, you know, Scott Walker and the Republicans gutting, you know, that as well. Always gutting things to damage the resources in Wisconsin. They want to take that Chequamegon-Nicolet National Forest and turn it into a mining pit for, well, there's 500,000. You know, pounds of gold under there. Okay, if you say so. I mean, there's probably all kinds of stuff. Hey, you know, they got, like, blood diamonds in Africa still, too. We're not supposed to buy that stuff. Why is gold so valuable to everybody? Can't eat it. I guess if you want to be really, really wealthy, you have to have gold because it takes up less space or something. Crypto coin. I am going to get into this crypto coin. I got to do some studying, though, because I'm not going to go with the high-risk stuff. I'm going to start with the stuff that's really cheap, and if it goes up 5 cents over the time that I buy each one at a penny, I'll be doing good for my grandkids. Better start thinking about the future of your kids, man. Republicans, wake up, man. The environment, without it, we're nothing. And Democrats, too, man. Stop putting all that... Quit driving all these damn cars that burn fuel the way they do, and then you speed on top of it. Quit whining about the prices.